CliffCentral.com.
Now listen, what have you been up to? Because I read the other day you're now going into politics. Is this true?
This all started back 2 years ago when I was at my brother-in-law's 60th birthday party, and I was approached by an old schoolmate of mine, Ross Purden, who's now an MP. At that time he was an MEC in the Eastern Cape. He's with the DA, and he said to me, you know what, we need people like you in the alliance. And I started thinking about it, and then I was engaged by Mike Moriarty, who's the chief whip of the DA here in Gauteng. And so this discussion has been doing the rounds. And when I was down in the Eastern Cape this last Christmas, Ross Purden sat me down and he bent my ear again. And I thought to myself, you know what, you either make a decision or you don't. And so I made the decision to make myself available for selection, which I will go through the normal selection process.
Like anybody else.
Anybody else, for the DA to stand in the 2019 elections.
So you are doing it. That's an interesting move. And I think that's quite cool.
Yeah, it is. Look, if it comes off, if I am elected, it'll be hard work, but I've never really shied away from that.
So where does it start? Do you run in your local sort of ward, or
that will be up to the party. The party will determine how that runs.
But it's not going to be very helpful if they decide to send you off to Cathcart or something. You don't want that.
What the sort of broader plan is that I would have to run in a ward, but that I would be possibly placed in Parliament.
That would be amazing.
Because that is probably where I would be able to make most of a difference. I was approached years ago by a university in the United States. They had a professor who was doing a research project on what makes you happy personally. Mm-hmm. And they said they were looking for as broad a base of people to do the research project with him. And it entailed you doing a survey, which they said would take – it's an online survey, which they said would take about five hours to do. And they said – If you're prepared to do that, in return, he will give you a personal analysis of yourself and what makes you happy, you.
Okay. All right.
And the first thing that he determined that makes me happy is making other people happy. And I think this is another part of that process in my life. You know, I've made people happy through laughter in media. I've made people happy through charity work that I've done. And I think this is now a chapter where I can make people happy through change that needs to be made in this country and that can be made.
And also, I think there's something about politics that even though there are a lot more young people in politics, you need to have a certain – it's not an age thing. It's a maturity thing, and it's a level of kind of a need to give back almost.
Yeah, and I think you do get to a certain age where you have that need to give back to people, to communities, and I've sort of hit that stage.
And where you could see the wood for the trees, right? I mean, you know what's nonsense and what you shouldn't have to get engaged in.
Yeah.
Where I find myself, well, certainly up to at least a few years ago, you get pulled into arguments that aren't your problem. And you start having conversations with people who aren't that interesting to you anyway.
Mm.
I don't think I want to do that anymore. For you, politics would be somewhere you can make a real difference. You can have conversations with the people who matter.
Yeah. And also maybe try and fix some things that need to be fixed.
Sure, but wasn't there a part of you that said, I'm not getting into this mess?
There was a part of me that said, you've got to grow a thick skin, because I'm the sort of person who I can get 99 compliments and then one person says, you're an arsehole. And
that's all you remember.
That's all you remember. And I've already found that on social media since I made this announcement and since the DA put out the statement that I was making myself available. CliffCentral.com.